Larry Beresford. Atop the Mounds of Troy. Atop the Mounds of Troy. Did 1,000 ships once darken the sea's approach to this harbor, since filled with silt and plowed fields? Did Priam and his prodigal sons stand on this grassy platform, each with his own recriminations for the smoldering end to their glorious layer of history? How could a Greek-filled horse squeeze through this narrow gate, asks Isa, our Turkish guide, as we trace the curving walls through layers of ancient Troy? That horse's maker, Odysseus, with his level and T-square, was one of us, the first modern, not content to follow the gods' commands, forging instead his own destiny. But what if this foundational epic of Eurocentric culture was blown out of proportion, as Isa says, by apologists for colonialism? Troy's walls toppled by seismic shifts, not by knuckle-dragging Aegean freebooters. 9 strata of cities, 30 feet thick and piled atop millennia, now ragged mounds and archaeologists' pits, hillocks topped with shrubs and the odd cut stone tossed back by time, are anciently haunted on a damp, blustery, late afternoon in March. What do the sheep say, the dirt-brown herd milling around the grassy ridge opposite?